The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's talk about what Raheem Moore said to us today. Now, we'll replay this for you coming up next hour, but we were focused on trying to get more answers in regards to the mindset of what will it take for you to maybe make a change? Are you even willing to make a change? If you're not, why not? And so, Mike, you said you weren't necessarily satisfied with one of the answers you got in regards to down and distance and how he was going for it on fourth down. But what did you think about his Kirk Cousins comment?
I mean, look, at the end of the day, they're going to ride and die with Kirk Cousins. It doesn't make a lot of sense to anyone outside of Atlanta. I don't think it should make any sense to you guys right now listening, because you've provided a viable option for a piece that's malfunctioned. I said to Coach in the interview, you'll hear it coming up after 6, I said, look, you know, if somebody on the line goes down, Storm Norton comes in.
Yeah.
If somebody can't throw a touchdown for 4 weeks and throws 8 picks, somebody else should come in. You know, and we've seen other rookie quarterbacks, some thrown right into the fire and have stepped up. Nobody save for Bo Nix had more experience coming out of college than Michael Penix Jr. Yes, I know it's a leap from the college game to the pros. We don't underestimate that. But with our run game and our ability to do some of the things we've been able to do this year, it's not like you're throwing a guy in, like, okay, throw the rookie in, the season's over. No, this is to save the season. So unless Kirk Cousins can find his mojo, and we've already asked Coach previous weeks, how do you help him? How does Zach help him? They don't really seem to have answers. But one thing we do know for sure is you're not going to see Michael Penix Jr. Now, Carl, if we lose this game, we'll have to have this conversation again with Coach, because then you're saying you're going to have to say, I can't fix Kirk Cousins, and whatever this is, it's not a slump. Kirk Cousins apparently has gone off the deep end. And I don't know. We've only seen this guy, you know, for one season.
He's gone off the deep end.
No, I mean, here, take a listen. Here's Raheem. Here's part of the answer. Take a listen.
You don't want to be that organization, right? We've seen that before, right? We've got numerous amount of examples when quarterbacks have gotten thrown out there and been an up and down roller coaster organization, right? You want to remain steadfast and find ways to win, right? You started off with a plan. We have a plan. I love the plan. The plan is where we're at, right? Penix is our future. And he is a good-looking future. He is bright, because I can understand the excitement behind everybody and wanting to do those things. But, like, Kurt, we said, is out right now. And he's out right now to figure us out how to get through the season and win football games to get us in the playoffs. And you can't forget the fact that you're still right here in the hunt, where you're at and what you're doing. Is he in a slump? Have we had bad games? No doubt. But that's the part of the National Football League, right? If you just go up and down and change quarterbacks every 3 weeks, every 4 weeks, you could be some of the organizations you don't want to be. And that's not what we're necessarily interested in being. You know, I believe, you know, Joe Burrow lost a couple games out here, but went out and balled out and went bananas. And, like, I think we got to go out there and we got to find a way to rally around Kurt. We got to get around Kurt. We got to find ways to get it better. And I got a lot of confidence that he's going to get it better. And I got a lot of confidence in the guys that's around him that's going to play a lot better and do some different things as well.
So there is, and that's Coach Raheem Morris here on Dukes and Bell earlier today, there is a tipping point in every situation. And for me, I don't know about you, but that was the tipping point last week, because I really thought he'd go back to a place where he felt really comfortable, had a lot of success, and would play a lot better. The irony is he played better. He didn't play great. He played better based on the four interceptions he threw the week before, but he didn't necessarily play great. And so the tipping point is the question. I mean, like, Mike, I hear Coach Raheem Morris, and I respect it. Like, what he's saying, and he is being steadfast with his resolution on, this is how we're going to handle this. And I'm sorry you guys don't like it. And he's not saying that to Mike and I or the fan base.
And I don't like it either, but that's the position.
That's his position. That's what he's saying. I'm sorry you don't like my answer, but this is how we're going to handle it. But what is the tipping point? And to me, that is the question. So you're now telling me after four games and no touchdowns that that was not enough. No. And that if we lose to the Raiders now, after 5 weeks, it'll be the tipping point. Well, what's changed?
Well, that's just it. I mean, there's really no there's consistency with his position, but there's no logic to the argument. I mean, you know, Jake Browning is the backup for Joe Burrow. Okay, that's apples to pineapples, not even apples to oranges. You get into what we've got. We've got you drafted a guy. The whole idea was, you know, yes, he's too good at talent to pass. Well, he's too good at talent to pass up. Then he's probably ready to step in when the season's on the line. I mean, Terry Fontenot was not answering questions for the media. That's his prerogative. I'd love to see him, you know, talk to us about some of this. Because at the end of the day, you make the coach look like a schnook. Because if you lose to the Raiders, then it becomes obvious. If you start a rookie quarterback over a guy you gave $100 million to, it makes the front office look like they don't know what the hell they're doing. Because everything's blown. But I just felt it's a result-driven business. You're not getting the results, and every other position is up for grabs on this team. If somebody fails or somebody can't get the job, the next man plays. Except for the most important position, that defies logic to me.
404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. And again, I continue to say this. Like, when you are fussing at us about he didn't answer it, no, he did.
And we, guys,
you
and
just don't like it. And that's what it is. I'm sorry.
You'll hear the conversation. We asked him basically three different ways, you know, to get that position out. The other thing, and I was kind of pointed because I said on the air I want to ask him about it, so I did. The inconsistency in the Minnesota game for going for it on fourth down. We've gone for it 12 times. We're 7-12 going for it on fourth down. We get the interception. We stop the Vikings, a 3-and-out, and now we get the ball at midfield. We have a 4th-and-7. They jump off sides. 4th-and-2 on our own 47. Let's go for it.
We don't go for it.
We punt the ball, touchback, net 33 yards. And, oh, by the way, add insult to injury, the Vikings go 80 yards, score a touchdown anyway. Yeah. And I didn't like Coach's answer. You'll hear that answer coming up in the 6. It just seems a bit, I don't know, arbitrary. Not analytical in how we're doing this.
Yeah, and he said it was a little bit of feel, it was a little bit of analytics. Either way, you can't go back and change last week's results, but you can change and hopefully impact what's going to happen this week. And, you know, we joked around last week, and it's ha, 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 until it's not. When I said, in big game, and he's like, they're all big games. Well, this one's bigger.
Season's on the line.
This one's bigger.
And nationally, to go from 6-3 in first place with an overwhelming lead in the division to losing to the worst team. The Giants and Raiders are tied for the worst team in the league.
Yeah, yeah.
And again, I don't know if it's going to be Aiden O'Connell. What we're hearing from the Raiders, it sounds like it'll be Aiden O'Connell. If it's Ritter, it's a whole different animal. Real quick, Carl, the injury information just dropped. Jesse Bates was okay today, full participation after missing some practice earlier this week. Charlie Warner is good. Darnell Mooney, though, a little bit limited with a foot injury. Mm. And now, again, it's pushed back a little bit because it's Thursday for Monday night. Matthew Judon just got rest as being a veteran. Zach Harrison back in the mix, but an Achilles. Rook Aroro with an ankle. That's good to hear. And Troy Anderson did not participate with that knee injury. Can't catch a break, man.
No, he can't.
And, you know, guys, I'll be equal opportunity here on this one. Can we start calling Troy Anderson a bust? He can't stay on the freaking field.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's the same argument that goes for Pitts, and there was a lot of better players, more established players than Troy Anderson that you leapfrogged to get him as a combine darling. So I hope it changes because we all love Troy, and we showed you that pick 6 early this year against the Saints, but seems like a distant memory, right?
It does. It seems like a long time ago. Coming up, strong arm story of the day. Guy just asked me, you really don't know what's wrong with Cousins. Well, I have my opinions, but for me to definitively tell you, yeah, here's what the problem is, no. And no injury's been reported. I asked you guys earlier this week, is this mental or physical? Guys, I think it's more mental than it is physical.
I think it is.
I think it's more mental.
But a lot of guys have said The ball is not coming out. One of those, you know, those stat sheets.
You
where
know why? He's not trusting.
He doesn't trust. But you know, one of those stat sheets you and I don't understand. Younger people do, where you've got like, you know, it's the grid, and here's where he is, and apparently he's holding the ball. You know, he's not got enough time. He's got plenty of time. He pats the ball. He double clutches. He's holding onto it so long. I think those balls are getting deflected. How many balls have we seen now blocked at the line of scrimmage?
He double clutched last week and threw an interception. You're double-clutching not because of coverage. You're double-clutching because of inconsistency in your head about what you're seeing. And I said this, guys. I said this 2, 3, 4 weeks ago. This locking on the Drake thing, man.
It's gotten him burned a lot.
So as much as I love Darnell Mooney, what's up, Darnell? These two guys, he trusts those two guys. He does not trust Pitts. And Bijan is a safety valve.
Right. Like, and when that, Pitts that's finally how gets he's open, operating. And when Pitts finally does his job on that seam route, he can't hit him.
Yeah. So I can't answer that question, guys, but I don't know if anybody knows at this point. All I know is it's got to be better on Monday.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.